What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, September 17th, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Felicia Day.
Hello.
It only took 5 years, but we convinced you to come back for something.
Convince me? This is me saying, hi, Greg, could you let me, hey, Greg.
We've tried many a times. You're a busy person. You know what
I mean? Well, I can't just gallivant up to San Francisco to do your show when, in fact, technology would have allowed me to call in at any point.
All right. Don't pull the Andrew Renee card here where you start saying we should Skype people in left and right. All right. This is that we have the cards we've been dealt and we're enjoying them right now. How are you?
Well, now I'm very good. I'm glad to be here. If you hear me, I'm very congested because we have poisoned air outside and my sinuses are reacting very adversely to it.
Yeah,
so yeah. I'm going to just say actually a lot.
That'll be your contribution to today's video game news.
Actually.
Believe it or not, Felicia, it has been 5 years since you were on anything. You were on the Game Over Greggy show, February 2015. You called Kevin disgusting and you said you could smell sleep and you won a place in our hearts for the rest of time.
Oh, well, he is and continues to be disgusting, even though I haven't seen him. I assume nothing's better.
You would take it back. You said next time you were on the show, you'd take it back. You didn't say you'd double down. Great.
Well, I'm glad you're faceless. That's all I could say right now.
Oh, don't invoke that. Oh, you give him 15 seconds to start clicking on buttons. He's going to figure out how to pop up in the middle. Right.
And you know what? Here's the thing. No. Okay. All right. There was a small chance that OBS crashed right there, but it didn't. So everything's
okay. Good. So we're still
this
going.
This is a story of your morning, huh, Kev?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating one. I don't like
So when I last saw you, you weren't like hired help. Is this like a downgrade? You're off camera. You're doing the tech. Was this like a talk you guys had? And you're just like, you know, Kev, what you're really good at is not being seen and doing the crap work. Is that you? Is that what's going on?
That is Kevin's job description, I think. Yeah.
Crap work.
Yeah. You know how it is, Kev.
This again.
No, Kevin, don't cry. Oh, my goodness.
Why is she so mean to me every time?
No, she's vibing. We're vibing.
You're disgusting. I don't even know what to say. You're just a disgusting cutie. You're a little cutie disgusting.
You know what the fucked up thing is? I'm so sweaty right now that, like, she's 100% right, you know? And it's just like, I know it. God.
Wow.
Felicia, obviously, everybody knows you. I feel like you're one of those people that doesn't need an introduction, obviously. The Guild, the Game Over Greggy Show 2015, Supernatural. But one of the reasons you're here today is that you're in a new video game. Tell me all about it.
It is called The Dungeons of Nalbec and The Amulet of Chaos. It's a very fun tactical RPG where there is tons. Basically, it's a French game that I got to do one of the English voices for. So I'm the magician and I'm a snarky little bitch. And I say
just like
lots
real
of
life.
Exactly. Do you hear the dynamic between me and Kevin right now? That's me in the game for the whole thing, except for one character that I'm
sold.
Nice to. So
sold,
right? There is tons of dialogue. It's very, very funny. It's kind of Buffy-esque in the dialogue. Oh, nice. And then it's just, you know, it's turn-based combat. So you're not like freaking out all the time. And the graphics are very like ideal WoW, you know, they're like, if they ever upgraded WoW to be like nice and glossy, that would be this game. So I really enjoyed it. I would play the game and I was so happy to play, do a voice. It was like a week of work. So it was a lot of work. And I hope people laugh at my snarkiness.
All right. Dungeon of Nalbec, right? Did I nail it? Because I had Stephanie spelled it out for me phonetically because she knows I'm
Nalbec. I mean, I'm not French. Nalbec. Yeah. I had to actually, when I recorded this, they had already pre-recorded all the French, right? So not only did I have to do the dialogue, but I had to do the dialogue within the time that the French person did their dialogue.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
So it was almost like dubbing like an anime, which was challenging.
I bet it was. All right. It's out today, PC and Mac. Obviously, we can talk about it later, but if you want to hear Felicia be mean to people like Kevin.
I'll be streaming it on my channel from 1 to 3 today if you guys want to get a little sample.
What's that URL again?
It is twitch.tv/FeliciaDay.
Nailed it. That's good. That's good SEO. You did a good job there.
Should I do this voice or do you want an ASMR voice? It's twitch.tv.
I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. It's too early for ASMR.
Too early for that? Were you like this?
It gets in the ear, the earworm. I don't like it. Plus, we have... too. Stop it. Stop it. Stop doing it. We have too much news to get through, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we have the fallout of the PlayStation 5 event, both recapping it and then the pre-order nightmare. We have your report on what happened with the Nintendo Direct this morning. And of course, the 3DS is finally being laid to rest, because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can give us your questions, comments, concerns, your squad up requests, and everything under the video game sun. Plus, you can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every weekday, and you get a bevy of benefits and extra exclusive shows. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, it's no big deal. You can head over to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and watch us record the show live. If you're in the Twitch chat, just like Nerd A Day is, my dog Nick96 is, and PJR, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up, so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, Rooster Teeth, and listening on podcast services around the globe each and every weekday. Housekeeping for you today is, well, this week is RTX at home, but today's Kind of Funny Day. You can catch the Kind of Funny panel at noon Pacific time over on roosterteeth.com. And then Blessing is on a journalism panel, games journalism panel, later in the afternoon as well. But when he made the document I asked him to make every week, he didn't put in the time. So fuck him. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed Mohammed, aka Momo, Tom Bach, and Black Jack. Today we're brought to you by Quip, Upstart, and DoorDash. But I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Three items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Awful.
Now, you say awful. I'll let you know that Kevin is a seasoned voice actor. He played the Tinkerer in Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2. So maybe you should show him some professional courtesy, Felicia Day.
That's very impressive, Kevin. Who did you bang for that?
I mean, Nick,
no comment.
Nick made some statements. I don't know. Actually.
Felicia, yesterday was the PlayStation 5 showcase. It gave us, of course, the release date, the price, and then a whole pre-order fiasco. My question for you is that there are multiple ways to tackle this. I can recap it for you. We can jump in around. We can do. How much do you know about the PlayStation 5 showcase yesterday?
Listen, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, because that's what I am.
Time. Yeah.
I usually don't give a crap about PlayStation. I don't. I'm an Xbox. I love Xbox. We were the Guild was on Xbox for years. I know.
I remember that.
And I'm a PC player, and I play my Xbox. What are you? Okay, I know you're a PlayStation person. I know that.
I have no problem with you being an Xbox person. It's when you get into the PC thing.
Are you kidding? You play a PC, it's the best. Are you kidding?
Oh, my Radeon card and this mouse, and I'll be clicking this, and oh, it's only running at 1400 GXPs. You know what I mean? Come on. Who's got the
cherry?
Oh, man. Can I get a clicky keyboard with the cherry brown buttons? You know,
I have K right now.
I have the sweetest setup over here. My PC has colors in it, okay, bitch? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my style, okay? But at the same time, I am participating. And also, to be honest with you, PlayStation has never given me anything free
in
my whole career. So like, I don't care. I get free. At one point, I had 7 free Xboxes in my storage unit.
Yeah.
And then I get, you know, free PC stuff all the time. Not one time have I ever gotten anything free from PlayStation. So I'm like, just screw it. The whole platform's dead to me.
Sure, it's dead to you. And let me tell you, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's just, it's one petty decision. You're like, you know what? They're gone. It's over.
They're gone for me.
I understand.
It's over. I always go to their booth at E3 and just check it out. But at the same time, I'm not going to watch their crap live. All right? So that's it.
Well, today I'll recap the crap for you. And then
I did vicariously watch on Twitter. I saw people getting excited. Mm-hmm. I saw God of War things going by, which is why is everybody into like ancient, you know, Nordic literature right now? I don't understand it, but that's cool. And I saw so much rage with my friends about not being able to order. So then I started looking into it a little bit more. It looked like there's some great games coming out, like Horizon. Like, I am familiar with it. It's just not my go-to. Okay.
That's great. So let's do this. We'll recap the PlayStation Showcase quickly for people who have missed it. Of course, there's a PS I Love You XOXO available right now. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, watch our live reaction to the whole show as it goes.
Great.
But I know somebody's driving their tractor trailer right now and they didn't catch any of it. And so here we are to recap. Then once we get through the fun stuff, because the whole showcase is, oh my gosh, this is cool. This is cool. The excitement's building. And then it's when the showcase ended that everything kind of went to shit and everybody started panicking and yelling and screaming. So the showcase went like this, ladies and gentlemen. They opened with Final Fantasy 16 debuting this for the first time and showing that it'll be a PlayStation console exclusive. Then we rolled into Spider-Man Miles Morales. Obviously, we already knew that was going to be a holiday 2020 game. Throughout this presentation and then after the fact, we learn, of course, that is a day and date PlayStation 5 game and a PlayStation 4 game. The standard edition will be available digitally on the PlayStation Store or physically at your local retailer for $49.99 on both PS4 and PS5. It does support the next-gen upgrade path, so if you were to buy it on PlayStation 4, whenever you get your PlayStation 5, you'd be able to upgrade it for free there. However, there is an Ultimate Edition on the PlayStation 5. This includes Marvel's Spider-Man Remastered. Reading from the blog, it goes like this. The remaster for the PS5 is no simple up-res, as many of the game's art assets have been completely updated to take advantage of the PS5's console horsepower. You'll see better looking characters with improved skin, eyes, hair, and facial animation, including our new next-generation Peter Parker. You'll also see ray trace reflections and ambient shadows, improved lighting, more pedestrians and vehicles stretching further into the distance, and the same optional performance mode offered on Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales, allowing you to finally play the game at a targeted 60 frames per second frame rate. We'll be supporting near-instant loading, 3D audio, three amazing new Spider-Man suits, new photo mode features, and even new trophies for all of you looking to platinum the game all over again. That Ultimate Edition, again, is only on PlayStation 5. It has both Miles Morales and the remastered Spider-Man. That is $70. As you will learn later on, Demon's Souls also $70. So PlayStation Now, we have confirmation that at least PlayStation, you, some other people will be exploring this $70 price point for the new next-gen games. You're shaking your head at that? You're not about that life?
It's just expensive. That is it a is. Good investment.
It is, and I get that, right? But it is, you know, what, we haven't seen a price increase in boxed games since PS3 360. And so that's it's true. Like games keep getting bigger, teams keep getting bigger, and we keep saying stop crunching, stop working, and reward people more. Like, again, I'm being naive and Greg Miller and hoping that the increase means that teams get more money and more budget and more salaries for people. And I'm sure some people will not do that and be shitty corporations, but
because there's no union. But that's okay. That's why I'm a union actor. But at the same time, if you think about the dollar per dollar of enjoyment that you get from a video game, like how many hundreds of hours have I put into Skyrim? How many hundreds of hours will have I put into Fall Guys before I ever get a crown? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like these
yep,
are the
yep,
things yep. that dollar per dollar, you're getting a lot more than $40 for Mulan, which was a disappointment, you know?
And that's the other thing is PlayStation, you know, has talked about exploring that scale where I think it's between $40 and $70 they were talking about yesterday for current games that they're talking about, let alone what's going to happen with indies and everything else. Not every game will be $70, but I think your giant AAA first party stuff will be.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. Like, you know, if you see the budget of like a Michael Bay movie versus like an indie that was made at someone's where everyone's mumbling like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like that makes sense.
Up next was Hogwarts Legacy. This is that Harry Potter
RPG. This looks good.
Right?
This looks good.
It looks really good that we've heard so much about. The official release reads like this. Warner Brothers Games today announced Hogwarts Legacy, an open-world, single-player, action role-playing video game set in the 1800s wizarding world. Players will experience life as a student at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry like never before as they live the unwritten and embark on a dangerous journey to uncover a hidden truth of the wizarding world. Developed by Avalanche and published by Warner Brothers Games under the Portkey label, Hogwarts Legacy will release in 2021 for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4 Pro, Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, Xbox One consoles, and PC. And then it goes on. Of course, it's filled with magic. You're doing this. You're going into the Forbidden Forest, the Hogsmeade Village. It seems like the RPG Harry Potter fans want.
J.K. Rowling is a terrible person now and human rights, okay?
100%, and I'm glad you said it. Yes, trans lives matter, and that is the big thing. That is the other big thing you are seeing right now is the push and pull of the fan base in the video game sphere, right? Of being like, this game looks awesome and it's everything I've ever wanted, but fuck, J.K. Rowling sucks, and how do I balance that, and what do we do with that? And it's one of those that, for me as a Harry Potter, my Harry Potter fandom is very limited. I like the movies, I watched them, and then did we do Harry Potter in review, Kevin, right? And I didn't, I was like, I'm out on that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to watch. But like, I liked the Harry Potter games I've played before. I would like to play this, but I've seen so many people more educated both on what's going on with being a Harry Potter fan and then what's going on with J.K. Rowling talking about how they won't or shouldn't. And Barrett retweeted did a quote tweet today, Barrett Courtney from our staff at Kinda Funny, who is a huge Harry Potter fan, being like, this video sums it up. And it's a 2-minute video that I started but didn't get all the way through, talking about like, hey, like, you know, we sit there and you talk about an author with a checkered past who's passed away and they don't benefit from their work anymore. This is different, right? Because J.K. Rowling is saying horrible fucking shit right now that is a lie and using her money to do it. So if we continue to support her this way, we're continuing to support that in some roundabout way.
I mean, as a person, she's defining herself by this issue, which is like not the hill to... I mean... Regardless of what, I mean, listen, we have, I find her beliefs to be sad and not, and horrible, but at the same time, she doesn't need to hang her whole identity on it. And now we found out she has this book coming out that basically is like, was this all a preamble to set up this book that she wants to sell, you know, in a I don't think it's all commercial, but it's like, this is her belief system. If she was laying the groundwork for this book to come out, it feels very gross to me.
Totally,
and
100%.
I feel like if she's using her art to indoctrinate people toward a point of view that's prejudiced against people being who they are, I don't know how to support that. Also, there's so many other games to play that are incredible. Like, why would I want to immerse myself in this world that I don't even know if I want to introduce? I have a 3-year-old. I loved Harry Potter, but yep. I don't know if I can show her this and be able to be like, this is okay right now. I don't think I can. So it's sad because the game does look really nice. And I love open world games, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I think it's a conversation that will continue. Obviously we lead up to this game's launch and actually seeing, you know, 2021, where everybody nets out on and how people feel and what the idea is. And also I'm sure developers and WB, I mean, that's the shittiest part, right? Is you have hundreds of developers, you would assume, who are toiling on this game.
Exactly,
working on this game.
For years.
And I'm sure in those years, imagine every time JK fucking says something horrible on Twitter, they're like, oh my God, can you shut up? And like, that was the other thing of like, people have wondered for a long time where this game is. And I wonder how much of it was holding back because they were trying to find the right time and hopefully not walk into a beehive. And apparently you can't get around that.
No, I just can't respect her because there's so much going on in the world right now. Again, like, let's say this is your beliefs. Like, we have a horrible time right now where a lot of people are being persecuted for who they are. And like, this is not the time. People needed a lot of solace and inspiration from her work. And right now she's ruining it all for people at the worst time. So I just can't, I can't see supporting the game, even though it does look bitchin'.
Yeah, and that's the story behind it, right? Is it looks good, but holy shit. Moving on, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War had a quick second there, still coming out holiday 2020. They did announce that, though, Friday, the 18th through the 20th, you can play the alpha exclusively on PlayStation 4, and you can actually start preloading it right now. I saw the press release coming a little bit earlier. Then we got some Resident Evil Village, Resident Evil 8, 2021. Looks good. Then we had Deathloop, another great look at that. That game looks fantastic. It's now got a more solid release date for its console exclusivity on PlayStation 5. It's Q2 2021. Then we saw Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. More enemies on screen. It runs faster. We ran through it all the specs on it. It's digital at launch for the PlayStation 5. We saw some Oddworld Soulstorm, Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. Then Demon's Souls Remastered popped, and that game looks fantastic. And it is $70, and it's going to be a launch title, which is one of the surprising things. However, as we will get to, they didn't say it was a launch title in this video. The showcase didn't confirm it was a launch title. Jeff Keighley did on Twitter after the fact. Just like Jeff Keighley broke the news on when you could pre-order it. Just like Jeff Keighley had a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't in the presentation, which made the afterglow of this great PlayStation showcase totally fucking weird. And not because of Jeff, just because of PlayStation not knowing how to message anything anymore.
Why is he getting stuff that they should be delivering?
We're going to get to that in a second. Let me get through this because the all reader mail is all about this. Fortnite then got shown. It's a PlayStation 5 launch title, which we knew. They showed it, though, in-engine, how it looks on the PlayStation 5. Looked like Fortnite and looks really good because Fortnite's really good. Then they talked about the PlayStation Plus collection. This is a brand new PlayStation 5 benefit. It's a bunch of PlayStation 4 games that'll be downloadable for free for PlayStation Plus members at launch. These include God of War, Bloodborne, Monster Hunter, Fallout 4, Final Fantasy 15, Mortal Kombat 10, Uncharted 4, Ratchet and Clank, Days Gone, Until Dawn, Detroit, Battlefield 1, Infamous Second Son, Batman Arkham Knight, The Last Guardian, Last of Us Remastered, Persona 5, and Resident Evil 7. So a whole bunch of PlayStation 4 games you could toss in right at launch and play right there. Not toss in, download and play right at launch. And then it was the big news. First off, the prices. The digital version of the PlayStation 5 is $399. The one with the disc drive is $499. You can get it November 12th in US, Canada, and a bunch of other countries. Everywhere else in the world on November 19th. And pre-orders, they said, will start tomorrow, which did not actually become the case whatsoever. Then they ended with one more thing after Jim Ryan talked for a little bit, and it was God of War, a teaser for Ragnarok is coming 2021. And it just had two lines of from Kratos that the time grows near and you must prepare yourself, as the God of War logo covered in ice, and then Ragnarok is coming 2021. And that was it. And everybody was thrilled, and we all walked away, and it was like, here we fucking go. PlayStation 5. Weird they didn't talk about pre-orders. And then Jeff Keighley starts tweeting. And Jeff Keighley starts tweeting about this, that. Prices start coming out through press releases. And that's all well and good when I'm getting a press release from PlayStation. But it was this bungled message of PlayStation speaking directly to us that already soured things. Because you're talking, Felicia. You saw people on Twitter being like, what's
going
on? People
were enraged. And I'm just like, what is the rage? And then all these weird memes start going by. And I'm just like, I don't care. I mean, I do care, but...
you're sitting there with your PC and your RTX card.
Where's my free? Am I gonna get a free PS5? No. Am I gonna get some free games? No. Fuck it.
So yeah, the announcement that the pre-orders were gonna be available tomorrow, which is now today, so it was gonna be available Thursday. Everybody's like, okay, cool. I hope we get a time. Maybe it'll be midnight. Yada yada yada. And then it all started with a trickle and floodgates began opening. And you're welcome to your wrong me on this. I believe it was Walmart that went first, we could all get to. Then all of a sudden Target came online, GameStop, Best Buy. You're going to these sites, you're getting them in your cart. The sites are crashing. They're not fully prepared. No one has any messaging about this. You have people furious, understandably so, that of course PlayStation had done just last week, 2 weeks ago, the, hey, submit your PSN name here and you can be among the first if you're chosen to pre-order your PlayStation. Get a private invite to do this to get your PlayStation 5. Those emails didn't go out till like 9:30 Pacific time. I got one at 9:30. I guess maybe there could have been a couple earlier, but it was pandemonium, Felicia.
I saw it. There was a lot of rage and tears. I'm sorry.
Lots of tears. Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm here with my PC. It's very large.
God, you get it. You have a PC. God.
It's very nice.
Mike writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, though, just like you came to be part of the show, and says this. The following is from an IGN article by Jonathan Dornbush in July. Speaking to Jeff Keighley after a brief showcase of the PlayStation 5's DualSense controller, worldwide head of marketing Eric Lempel said, quote, I think it's safe to say we'll let you know when pre-order will happen. It's not going to be on a minute's notice. We're going to at some point let you know when you can pre-order the PlayStation 5. So please, don't feel like you have to go run out and line up anywhere until you receive official notice on how that will work, end quote. The pre-order with no notice seems to be exactly what happened, says, we're back to Mike now. I know Sony can't control retailers, but it certainly falls in line with the overall lack of precise messaging in yesterday's presentation. Is this some sort of strategy or winging it at this point? That is at the heart of the problem, Felicia, is that I saw so many of our friends go, oh, pre-order start tomorrow. Good to know. I'm going to go about my life. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to take care of my kids. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. And then it was that thing of they look at their phone and pre-order's already sold out at Best Buy. Pre-order's already, or Walmart, or wherever it is. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's not cool.
Yeah, it's not
cool
at all.
Have some organization. It's like, there's a kind of purse that that I really want, and I'm always on the list, but then I'm always out. It's always out. It's exactly like that, Greg.
Yeah, no, it is exactly like that. No, you're right. But it's like, for the purse that's coming back online, that's different than the PlayStation 5.
No, I know. Listen, they bungled it. They fucked it. And okay?
That's it. We have a
people
ton of
people are angry. This is, okay, listen, when you announce something, you want people to be excited about it. You want people to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to dig into this. This is going to be my one quarantine highlight in the trash fire that is 2020, and then you shit all over people's faces with this. It's very terrible.
And that's what we saw a lot in the mailbag today. So Rory Borealis wrote in and said, PS5 pre-orders, what the fuck?
WTF.
The five-star man asked the real question. Hey, Greg, and welcome, Felicia. My question is simple. What the hell happened yesterday? Having to get the PS5 pre-order information from Jeff Keighley instead of it being in the showcase, then having that information change, then having retailers go live anyway was an emotional roller coaster, and I have to assume a nightmare for Sony. How did this happen, and is it possible something similar happens with Microsoft on Tuesday with the Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S? First off, if you didn't know, everybody, and I'm sure you do because you listen to these shows, Xbox's social team on another fucking level on the run-up to this launch of these consoles. And last night, they tweeted, as all of this was happening, pre-order, September 22nd. Worldwide launch in 36 countries, November 10th. Hype, 9,000 plus. And then parentheses, don't worry, we'll let you know the exact time pre-orders start for you soon. Like, just the fucking dunk of the year on them. Oh, but boy. I was talking to some friends last night as I had a million different conversations, and one of them proposed an interesting idea about what the fuck actually happened here. And it was, had this PlayStation showcase been filmed and edited together forever ago and was just waiting for Microsoft to pull the trigger and then they could go comfortably? Because as you look through, right, all the games say holiday before we get to the release date. The release date itself is just a slide with text on it. So that could be dropped in, dropped out, edited, whatever you want. There's the Jim Ryan speech at the end that doesn't talk about specifics at all. It's just like a thank you message. And once I heard that and wrapped my head around it, I was like, oh, that does make sense of why you wouldn't say when pre-orders are in it, why you wouldn't exactly confirm a release date. Maybe some of these games are still coming in hot. Granted, it's a bit yesterday, you know, Paris Lilly was talking about his conspiracy theories and joking around about it. This is in that ballpark, but it also does seem, when you watch it back with that lens, a very safe presentation. Like, everything in here is safe in terms of where it's going to be, and you know how it's going to get to where it needs to be.
So they just wanted to do the scoop and kind of like have their exclusive games kind of overshadow Xbox because that's what they do well.
Yeah, the rumor, you know, the whole lead up to this has been this like staring contest of who's going to blink first. Obviously, without having E3 anymore, or at least this year, there is no giant presentation. There is no giant press conference when you go out and you talk about this kind of information. And so since they've been able just to have this run up to launch and do it whenever they want to. And granted, there is the fact that I'm sure COVID is influencing this. How many shipments can we be? Is this component cost more than this? I mean, there's a whole bunch of real businessy things happening, too. I still think it is that maybe this was assembled a while ago to be evergreen and go live whenever they needed it to. And so they wanted Microsoft to get out. Because again, once Microsoft last week confirmed, hey, here are the price and here are the dates, then confirmed pre-orders for next week, that solidified that this had to be the week PlayStation went, right? They weren't going to go in the wake of Microsoft last week, and they had this whole week, and then they're not going to go when Microsoft's trying to get out there and pre-orders.
So they basically waited for Microsoft to move and then just was like, I'm going to go ahead of you.
We'll see. Yeah, that seems
that's
like
kind of a dick
is,
move,
right?
But it works.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess. Except I mean, they sold out. So now, unless they get more out before next week, I don't know. I mean, is anybody really going to be like, the PlayStation's not available, I'm going to buy an Xbox instead? No, people don't do that.
I feel like you're in your camp at that point, or you're getting both or whatever you're going to do. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And it, there is that ongoing argument of, right, and like, you know, you talk about like this whole flip-flopping, like, yeah, PlayStation beat them to pre-orders, but the Xboxes will beat PlayStation to market by 2 days. And then, it, like you're saying, once you have a horse in the race, aren't you going to stick with that anyway? And
yeah,
I'm sure
exactly.
There's a few people that'll go back and forth, but it's this, and then not to mention even like the value of the Xbox Series S for $299 now versus the PlayStation 5 digital edition for $399. And like, there's so many moving factors to this, but yeah, it comes down to where do you want to play these games to begin with, right?
Or which games you want to play. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just have to pick your choice. And I think people, especially, I mean, maybe because I'm old, like, I don't know if you're 20, you're going to be like, maybe I'm a PlayStation person. Maybe I'm an Xbox person. I mean, I feel like you're indoctrinated pretty early, and then your franchises and the ecosystem you like is there, and you're not going to switch streams. That would be an interesting like study to see if anybody would care. Or like get a PC and actually do things with your computer, you know, like be flexible.
Your taxes. And it's great. Do your taxes. It's fantastic. No. Yeah, I think that's a big part of it and where it is. And I know that like obviously right now, and I see this all the time in comment sections, both on ours or other people and blah, blah, blah. Like, and maybe this is, again, as you said, now that I'm old and I'm so far removed from it, like it's not how I remember the console wars being. where I do feel it's better than ever. I mean, people still argue all the time, of course, but I still think it's better than ever for the most part of,
yeah,
these machines are great and I'm going to get them both, or I'm going to get one, I'll get one later, or I'm not getting the other one, but I respect what they're doing and that's cool. And I wish I could play that one exclusive, that other.
Yeah. People used to be super aggro about it. Kind of like Horde versus Alliance. It's like, fuck you, die. You know, like it doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah.
Cause I think most things are on both eventually. And it's not like we all like, there's only a couple of games I would be like, day one, I have to play this. Like if there was a Skyrim in outer space, I would be like, I'm getting whatever the hell I need to play that thing on. But other than that, you know, I mean, you could play, you know, Assassin's Creed. I can't wait. Cyberpunk, can't wait. I'm going to play it on my PC. Okay. Or I'm going to play it. I'm not going to, you know, I just like sitting at a desk and playing versus like sitting on my couch. Right. That's my choice. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's how you fall into these different camps and what you want to do with it. Mm-hmm. Now, all of that, right? I want to move on to Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan talked to Gene Park over at Washington Post. Of course, Jim Ryan in charge of PlayStation. And he talked about this whole PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 thing. Because again, as we kind of ran through the top to keep you up to it, I guess I didn't, because it's after the fact, right? So Spider-Man, Miles Morales, a PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 game, which, as we're talking about things PlayStation has said in the past with their whole, we still believe in console generations. It's like, do you? Because now you have the one that's crossing. This is like exactly what Xbox is doing. And then in the same breath, right, they announced yesterday, not during the presentation, after the fact, that Horizon Forbidden West, the follow-up to Horizon Zero Dawn, will in fact be a game on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Now, in the same argument, Demon's Souls Remastered and Ratchet & Clank are just PlayStation 5 games. Anyways, I digress because we have a question about that, but let's hear from Jim Ryan first with Gene Park at the Washington Post. While it wasn't mentioned in Sony's official announcements, developers of certain games later confirmed that PlayStation 5 exclusives like Horizon Forbidden West and Spider-Man Miles Morales aren't exclusive at all. They're both releasing PlayStation 4 versions, which may irritate a few Sony fans who took to heart Sony's commitment to next-gen development. The belief is that developing games across platforms still stifles, you ever have that where you look at a word, like, I know this word, why can't I say, stifles creativity and hampers the technological ambitions of the game, since it has to cater to an audience with less powerful machines. Quote, no one should be disappointed, Ryan said. The PlayStation 5 version of those games are built from the ground up to take advantage of the PlayStation 5 feature set, and we have an upgrade path for PS4 users to get the PS5 versions for free. It's about people having choice. I'm really quite pleased about the situation, end quote. Ryan also said that thousands of gamers tested, the thousands of games tested for PS4 backwards compatibility, 99% can be played on the next console. Sony also announced a new service called PlayStation Collection, which will offer 18 PlayStation 4 first-party titles for download to subscribers to the PlayStation Online service. It's a tremendous freebie for anyone who plays their PlayStation Online, and a good entry point for anyone to new Sony properties like The Last of Us. Ryan said he expects up to 4 years for the PlayStation 4's expected lifespan, which makes sense considering the console's large install base. The PlayStation 2 had a lifespan of about 13 years, and developers continued to support it for several years after the PlayStation 3 approached its middle age. Quote, the PS4 community will continue to be incredibly important to us for 3 or 4 years, Ryan said. Many will transition to PS5. We hope if we do our job well, but tens of millions will stay engaged with the PS4, end quote. Now, Felicia, you don't give a flying fuck about PlayStation, but
I know everybody watching this is like, or listening is just like, why is this bitch on today? I'm like, no. My game comes out today. Okay. So that's what I care about. And you can play it on many platforms.
Everybody who's watching this knows that I can carry the PlayStation load for everybody. They're more excited that somebody who plays PC and Xbox is here to talk against me.
Really? Because you're just a monolith?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, no, we skew heavily PlayStation here. And that's why we just started the Kind of Funny XCast with three contractors who are making an Xbox podcast for us.
Oh, good for you.
In terms of us, we're like, so the inverse of you. Because I think it's going to be PlayStation first for us, then Switch.
Gotcha.
Then it would be like Xbox, then it would be PC. So to see the pyramid flipped, it's great to have that. We want that.
I'm a PC, Switch, Xbox, PlayStation maintenance.
if I want to watch something that's only available on the PSN.
Exactly. It would be Last of Us or Last of Us 2 is the only reason I even plug it in. So
here's the thing about this one is, and this is could bite me in the ass as most things I say do. I personally am not offended by this decision as a decision. I'm glad that the 112 million nanobiologists, correct me with the actual number right now, because it's something like that. The more than 112 million PlayStation 4s in the wild will be supported. We saw that, like Jim Ryan saying with the PlayStation 2 as we went into PS3, right? That like you have this fan base. Let's continue to support them. Let's continue to make games for them. And if they're bringing them to PlayStation 5 or vice versa, and you're getting the better experience on PlayStation 5, fine. I've already wrapped my head around this console generation, both PlayStation and Xbox, as being, hey, this is the iPhone method. The newest box plays it the best, but I can play it somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. It's more this wishy-washy switch around of the strategies they're talking about. In the same way we brought up Eric Lampel being like, oh, we won't just pull the rug out from under you and you have to pre-order right then, which we did. It was the, we believe in console generations. We're different than Xbox because we still believe there should be a hard cut in generations. And there wasn't here. And that's the part I take issue with, is like, well, why, like, and then even here, not addressing it. I'd be like, hey, listen, we said something earlier, but that's not how we feel at our heart of hearts anymore. We learned it on the way out. I nailed it. As of August 4th, 112 million units, finally.
You're so cool.
I'm the coolest, Felicia. Thanks for saying it. These are the quotes we're coming out. Greg Miller's cool from Felicia Day, and Kevin is disgusting but cute.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
You said it, not me.
I think that if you are paying that much for a console, then you should get something that's like really pushing the limits. It's like, you know, when you buy a new PC and they had that new like screensaver, you're like, whoa, look at the, you know,
the toasters. I hear you.
But, you know, you want to be able to have that experience of like, this is what's tomorrow versus like what's today, yesterday. And if they're giving the impression that they're doing that, but then they're like, well, we're going to do that, but also do the other thing. It's kind of like a, well, you said that was your thing, dude.
Yeah, and that's my what I'm excited about for launch now is getting Spider-Man Miles Morales and watching. Kevin, who's the YouTube channel that compares everything graphically? They're always about it. They're PCs. They compare everything.
Oh man, Foundry.
Fucking the chat's gonna know in 2 seconds.
Kevin, you haven't done anything for so long, and yet you're choking.
Look, I'm in the middle of a Tetris 99 match that is really, really good. You know.
Tetris 99 is really good. We can't get mad about that.
It is really good.
Yeah. Digital Foundry on launch day. I want to see the difference between the PS4.
Foundry. I nailed it.
You said the Foundry. That's where we go drinking San Francisco before COVID. Christ. Ah, you know what, Kevin? Mute yourself and go win this Tetris 99.
Mom and
Dennis,
stop fighting.
I'm excited to see what the actual differences are between Miles Morales and PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5. Same thing for Horizon when it gets there. And this goes back to, I think, Phil Spencer from Xbox a few months ago now, talking about, like, listen, like, the belief that us making a game that can run on Xbox Series X and run on Xbox One in the Xbox One version, holding back the Xbox Series X version, is bullshit. Like, he's like, that's not how it actually works. And I believe Phil Spencer because he is the guy who is very much, I think, shoots straight, tells you when they fuck up, tells you when they're doing something cool.
Mm-hmm. And gives so I imagine Xboxes.
Gives you free Xboxes. Gives us free Xboxes too.
Exactly.
When I imagine that. That applies here, that, you know, Spider-Man being on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 isn't affecting it. And then you get into this argument too of like, as we get, it's always when you get deeper into the generation that you actually start to see the real fruits of the labor, right? So like, launch games in that first year after launch usually aren't filled out with, hey, this is a technical marvel that could only be achieved on the PlayStation 5. Mm-hmm. So I think it does make sense to still have those PlayStation 4 games there to support PlayStation 4 players and get the most out of your developers and money, obviously. We have a question on this, though, from Dalton.
The question? What's the question?
Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames if you want to be part of the show. Dalton says, happy Thursday, KFGD crew. A lot of discussion on the PS I Love You XOXO post show yesterday was centered around PS5 games also coming on PS4. However, this is not the case for all of them. Demon's Souls is PS5 only, and that also seems to be the case for Ratchet & Clank. My question is, how do you think Sony is deciding which of their titles is cross-gen, and what does it mean going forward? Thanks for all you do, Dalton F. I think they're deciding based on fan base, right, Felicia? Like, I mean, it's no shock that Spider-Man and Horizon, two incredibly well-selling PlayStation 4 IPs, are now going to be on PlayStation 4 again because you already have it, and then also on PlayStation 5 because we want you to play it the best way possible.
Well, also, if you're going to remaster something, you want it to be the best remaster possible, right? So if you're going to remaster something, only make it as worth it as possible, because I mean, that's what I always want from WoW. Like, they're never going to get me back unless it looks like, whoa, this is significantly different. But it was, you know, it's kind of an upgrade, but not really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. And so, like, you know, for Dalton, you know, why didn't they do this? And to inverse your question a bit, why isn't it for Demon's Souls and Ratchet? I think Demon's Souls is already such a niche title that they want that audience to go buy PlayStation 5s to play it. I think that 100%, is a seller for that audience.
And the masochists, the people who like to punch themselves in the face.
Punished.
Yeah, just like, ooh. Who listens to music that goes like this, do, 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 you know, like this guy.
Yeah, and then Ratchet, of course, is Ratchet. And I think that, again, you want to put something exclusive on PlayStation 5, right? You want there to be something there that you do feel is only for you. And that game looks great. So
iconic.
Why not leave it there? Exactly. Felicia, let's play more to your interests and go to number two on the Roper Report. There was a Nintendo Direct Mini Partner Showcase today.
Yes.
It was 7 a.m. I woke up and didn't do my hair. There's a React up if you want to go see it. Here's what they did today. They come out and they immediately announce Monster Hunter Rise. This is a Switch exclusive Monster Hunter coming March 26, 2021. It looks great. You're running up cliffs and you're using verticality because you have this thing called the wire bug now that I looked at originally. I'm like, oh, everybody's like, oh, he's web-slinging like Spider-Man, which he kind of is, right? But it's more like a thorn in Freedom Wars on the PlayStation Vita. Now, Felicia, I know you're a big PlayStation Vita fan, right?
I had one. I think I did get it for free, but not from PlayStation. Somebody gave it to me for free. It sat there and got a lot of dust. It just sat there. It was so large, you know, like that was not.
That was great.
It was not a highlight. It's kind of like the Wii U. Remember that thing? That thing was an embarrassment.
Don't even fucking say the Wii U in the same sentence as the Vita, young lady. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. We're not going to bring up that abomination and then compare to the glory of the PlayStation Vita.
Anyway, do you have like a room stacked on them, you know, in their name? Like, here's Frank, here's Lewis, you know, like you just have like
comment on my PSPs and PS Vita drawer.
Okay,
all right, don't worry.
Anyway,
anyways, though, so this wire bug is something you can use in traversal and actually in fights. So you can use it to traverse fast, get up walls. There's a lot of climbing in there. Really cool art style, I thought, for it. Like I said, you can attack enemies with it. They showed that you now have these Malamutes, which are like Malamute, like your dogs of war is what they call them. You ride them as mounts. You can. It doesn't decrease your stamina while you ride. You can use items while you ride. There's different attacks you can do with it too. You can have a different setup too, where you can come out with your Malamute and then your Palico, or you can have two Malamutes that have different abilities, two Palicos. Do you care about Monster Hunter, Felicia?
Oh, did the look that was glazing over my eye? Okay.
I can see eyes. I'm starting to get too excited now. I'm losing you here.
Here's the thing, okay? So I did PC, Switch, Xbox only because I reproduced. I popped a baby out of my abdomen because I had a C-section, so my vag is intact. So
that's good to know. Somebody update the Wikipedia.
Good night. So I was not really a Nintendo person because I didn't have a Nintendo. I had a PC when I was a kid, so I was just organically raised a nerd. But because I have a baby now, she's 3.5, and I started playing like Animal Crossing obsessively. Like basically, June was gone. You know. Just completely gone from my life. I missed those 2 months. But it was fine. It was quarantine. So she started watching me over my shoulder play on the Switch. And then I was like, well, you know what? This is wholesome. So we started playing Animal Crossing. And then she was like bored with that. So I showed her Mario Kart. And then we did all of Yoshi's Craft World. And now we're doing Mario Odyssey. I tried to play Ultimate Mario. I think that was the Ultimate. But I kept falling over. And she was like, Mama, I thought you were good at video games. And then I just uninstalled it from the Switch because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
So, and I sweat when she's watching me because if I have to reload 2 or 3 times, she's kind of like, we try to play Luigi's Mansion 3. And like there was this music boss who I literally couldn't beat. And she's like, Mama, this is sad now. And so I had to uninstall that. So
I gotta go, Mom. She's packing a little bag. She's like,
This is so. Anyway, I play the baby games that she likes. So, Pokemon Snap. That'll be the title of the year. I don't know when that's coming out, but that is going to be our jam. And so, basically, that's my interest as far as the Switch, because I stream several times a week and I like to stream with my audience, and it's easier to do it on PC. So I'm mostly PC, Switch with my family, and then Xbox when there's something like I really want to sit down and, you know. So listen, Monster Hunter is a game I've always wanted to play, but I haven't gotten into, and I think it might be too violent for her. So maybe when she's 6, okay? This is what I'm talking
about. That's
fair. Yeah, fair.
I reviewed a bunch of Monster Hunters back in the day at IGN, fell off the series for a long time. Monster Hunter World brought me back in. And so when we were playing that, Kevin and I obsessively, there was that, oh my God, this would be great on Switch. This is just cool. It looks like a different version of it. It looks like it's got a bunch of Switch functionality to it that I'm stoked for.
I would love to have the time to play it. Like it is one of my top games that I would like to play.
It's going to be coming with three amiibos in March. You're going to get one for the Palamute. Palamute. Sorry, my bad. Palico, and then the new monster, the Magnemolo. So there you go. And then it's got compatibility with Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin. That was announced as well, 2021 for that one. Then they also showed and announced a date for Fitness Boxing 2, Rhythm and Exercise. That's coming on December 4th. Disgaea 6, Defiance of Destiny, is getting a free game trial on September 23rd through the 29th. They showed Empire of Sin again. They showed Sniper Elite 4. That's coming holiday 2020. Then a bunch of stuff that was coming out today. The Long Dark is out today. Hades is out today. I believe I got this right, but kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. PGA Tour 2K21 is out today digitally, physically on the 25th. Then they showed Wonder World, which is going to be out March 26, 2021. Rune Factory 5, which is out 2021. And then they ended on the announcement that Ori and the Will of the Wisps is coming to the Nintendo Switch, and it's coming today. So you can get that. It's being published.
And Nalbeck is on Switch, right? Nalbeck? My game is on Twitch?
I don't think so.
All right, maybe next.
The press release I have here says Dungeons of Nalbeuk, the Amulet of Chaos, is out today on PC and Mac.
Oh, PC and Mac, yeah. Hopefully Switch later.
Yeah, exactly.
That was not an official announcement, you guys.
Everybody
just like,
go update the Wikipedia.
God damn it. No. Listen, it's a voice actor. That's the game you need to be getting right now, okay?
I'm such
a little bitch in this game. In a good way. Just like I am here, okay?
Okay, now, number three on the Roper Report. This is, rest in peace, the 3DS. This is Sam Byford.
Oh, this is sad. Actually sad.
Nintendo.
Because I had the original Game Boy, and I have to tell you, I played it more because my mom wouldn't get me a console, and yet she let me play the original Game Boy hours upon hours a day, and that's why I became a Tetris, like, savant. Not now, because my reflexes are, because I'm an old lady, but I played it obsessively, Castlevania, Mario, like all of the classics, and she was like fine with that, but then she's like, I can't get you a console because you'll spend too much time on it. I'm like, do you not see what I'm doing with my time?
Yeah, so I'm just over here curled up on the couch with this Game Boy. It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Or on my PC 8 hours a day playing Math Blaster.
Number Munchers, remember them?
No,
they were little green.
Were they good?
And now, have you played Tetris 99 like that Kevin is playing?
Yes,
right now?
I have. That's I did play Tetris 99 on the Switch. Because I want to play with my friends. I love it. I mean, listen, it's good for your brain. When I want to get... Okay, this is a true story. I'm a writer. I write a lot of stuff. I wrote The Guild. I have a lot of other writing projects that I do. Comics, all that stuff. When I need to write and I have a problem, I'll either play Tetris or I'll play like a Kingdom Rush tower defense game. And I swear to God, it unlocks all the problems for me as a creator. Okay? I'm not saying that as an excuse for me to play as a procrastination technique. I'm saying that it really does, when you're ordering your brain like that, it kind of like reshifts the creativity, I think. That's my theory.
Okay. I'll accept it. that's scientific fact now. I like that theory. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Back to Sam Verge, rest in peace 3DS. Nintendo has discontinued every model of the 3DS according to its Japanese website. The page listings for the new 3DS LL, new 2DS LL, new 2DS are just 2DS, I'm sorry, are still live, but each product lists out of production under its name, and a message on the main page says that the entire series has ended production. It's not clear when the change was made. Several Japanese Twitter users noticed it this afternoon. Nintendo's US site, meanwhile, appears to have scrubbed all mention of the 3DS sometime in the past few hours. The homepage doesn't feature the handheld console at all, other than the support link all the way down at the bottom under a similar link for the definitely dead Wii U. The 3DS was announced in 2010 and released the following year.
The Wii U was so bad. It was like
awful.
If you have a place and I have a hardcore like Nintendo friend who is one of my best friends, and he is so hardcore, and he was like, this is great. And I would see him trying to sell it to me, and he'd be holding it or something. He looked like he's a baby with a play school kind of thing, you know? Like, that was how I felt. Remember, and then also when you were talking about that boxing thing, remember when the Nintendo had that like pad that you could stand on and do yoga on?
The Wii
Fit or whatever?
Yeah, Wii Fit. Yeah.
I had one of those, and I think back of that embarrassment. It was so embarrassing, though. Why did we do that?
Because we all thought this could be the solution to us being out of shape gamers. And now everybody's got Ring Fit. Are you playing Ring Fit?
No, I don't play. I'm not going to get another accessory that I'm embarrassed about in my house, okay? I'm going to be unfit and I'm going to like it. Look at the jiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Okay? Jiggle, jiggle. I got a badonk now because I sit on my ass and stream all the time now. Badonk and donk.
This is getting intense. You said, look at the jiggle, and then just raised your calf. And I was like, I don't, is that where the jiggle is?
I can't get my thigh in here.
My calves are so out of shape. Look at them jiggle. Like, what's going on over there? I don't even know what's happening
now. I can't get my butt in frame. Jesus.
Did you care about the 3DS? Was that ever one of your jams?
It was not like my love, but yes, compared to the Vita, that piece of shit, you know?
Fuck it, God.
Hi, I'm playing a game. I look cool. I look so cool.
She's so wrong. It's not even close.
I was getting trophies. All right, I was on the bus getting trophies. You're playing on the 3DS. Like, oh, look at the slider.
That guy's Mario's so close. Hot. You know, look at him. He's playing away. Such a big device. Oh yeah, give me some of that.
Wow, he's got disposable income. That seems like somebody I should get to know. You know what I mean? That's how I usually went. Felicia, I didn't prep you for this at all. All right, do you have the document in front of you?
What, your document? Oh, yeah, the run of show? I didn't really look at it, but yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to, except for this one thing that I should have mentioned beforehand, but I forgot to, all right?
Do I have to read an ad for you?
No, I'll read the ads later. Don't worry about that. But I need, actually, you know what? That's a good point. Before we go any further with the show, let's hear a word from our sponsor. This episode of Kinda Funny Games Daily, I forgot what show I was on for a second there, is brought to you by Quip. When's the last time you got rewarded for brushing your teeth? With Quip's new smart electric toothbrush, good habits can earn you great perks like free products, gift cards, and more. You've probably heard us talk about Quip a million times. You know you have, because I love my Quip. But this is something brand new that rewards you and your mouth. The Quip Smart Brush for adults and kids connects to the Quip app with Bluetooth. With that, you can track how well you brush, get tips and coaching to improve your habits, earn points for daily brushing, and bonus points for completing challenges like streaks, and redeem for rewards like free products, gift cards, and discounts from Quip and other partners. Already have a Quip? Upgrade it with a smart motor and keep the features you know and love, like the sensitive sonic vibrations and 2-minute timer with 30-second pulses for a guided clean. Beyond the brush, Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine. Floss that expands to clean and comes in a refillable dispenser to reduce waste, and an eco-friendly solar battery charger to power your Quip with sunshine. Join over 5 million mouths who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes when you get a smart Quip Quip smart brush for just $45. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today and go to getquip.com/games right now to get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/games. That's getquip.com/games. Quip, better oral health made simple and rewarding. The next sponsor is Upstart. During these economically turbulent times, everyone is looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're still needlessly throwing money every month at high interest credit card debt, it's time you checked out Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Now is the time to find out how low your Upstart rate can be and help pay off high interest credit card debt. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. You don't need a degree or a diploma to apply, though. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 to $50,000, so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and proceed with your application. The best part? If the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals, and you should too. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back to using your money your way with Upstart. See why Upstart has 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/KFGames to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/KFGames. Your loan amount will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. That's upstart.com/KFGames. And the final sponsor of the day is DoorDash. Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with their new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. I know this well. I use DoorDash all the time. We just got wings for lunch the other day. DoorDash deliveries are now contactless to keep the communities that they operate in safe. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code GAMES. That's $5 off your and $5 off and free zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code GAMES. Don't forget, the code is GAMES for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. All right, now we're back. So now what I need you, so look for, you go down to what page is this on here?
Oh my God, this is so long. You guys actually prepared for this. 10?
I know, right? Yeah, page 10.
There's no, listen, you're going to do page 10. Have some page numbers on here. Okay, I'm here.
Is this, see how it says co-host says?
Co-host, okay.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to, I'm going to give you a bad intro to it, all right, now?
All right.
Felicia, one day I hope I'm great at telling the guests the one thing they need to do on this show, but that isn't today. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grop shops today, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show host each and every day, weekday. Is that what I'm supposed to say? Can I do that again, though?
You want another take at it?
I want another take. Can you just
read it? All right, sure. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, good. The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. The first take is better.
Oh, shut up, man. Kevin. Where have you been? And he's been trolling us with music or some shit. I see this.
I played taps while you guys were talking about the DS.
So funny.
The chat loved it. You know what I mean?
Great.
I don't like the adversarial relationship you guys have. You know what I mean? Because I know,
bro,
it comes from a good place.
She said multiple times. She was like, oh, I'll take it back. Don't worry.
I want his babies.
What?
I want to have your babies.
No, all right. I'm uncomfortable. I'm going to go.
Out today. Welcome to Elk on PC and Mac. Farm Manager 2020 on PC. EXP Parasite. I guess Experience Parasite. PS4, Xbox One, PC and Mac. Dog Duty on PS4, Xbox One and Switch. Vampire's Fall Origins, Xbox One and Switch. Morero Crystal H on Switch. Super Punch Patrol on Switch. Pacer, PS4, Xbox One on PC. Neve on Switch and PC. I didn't have my spelling here. The Dungeon of Nalbeck.
Nalbeck. The Dungeon of Nalbeck. The Amulet of Chaos.
On PC.
That's my game. Guys, download it. It's a really good story. If you'd ever let me do the backstory of this, let me do it later.
You can give it now. Go for it. You can give us the backstory.
Okay, this is why I did this project, was because this Dungeon of Nalbeck is actually, it started as an RPG that one single guy recorded on MP3s and uploaded to the internet forever ago. So he basically did a one-person comedic interpretation of his RPG group, and it became this huge phenomenon in France. And now he does comics, he does tables, you know, like now it's a video game. And so it's this iconic grassroots property that this guy just built from his house, and now it's this huge thing in France, and also now this is the crossing over. So I was like, that is like the story of my world, because I did the guild in my garage, and I would not be here without that. So I was like, this is a really cool thing to be involved with, because it has the same spirit of kind of a dude just doing his thing and then making it big. So anyway, that's why I'm in this game. So I think it's really cool.
It is really cool.
Okay, great.
Thank you for that backstory.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome.
Oh, no, that pitch didn't work for me.
Oh my God, Kevin, don't antagonize her. She's just going to be meaner to you.
Made me pregnant. Kevin, oh, you made me pregnant.
She's taking a different approach and it's freaking me out, man.
Yeah, how do you swing back against that, Kevin? You know what I mean? You know, there's no way. Battle Jacked on PC. Goodnight Lily on PC. Chaser on PC. So Code Dice on PC and Mac. Atomicrops on PC. Cyber Patrol on PC. NUI on PC and Mac. Flying Soldiers on Switch. Endurance Space Action on Switch. Drag Racing Rivals on Switch. Kingdom Rush Origins on Switch. And Mini Motor Racing X on Switch. And remember, I do not accept, if I've already said the game is out, like I did with all those Nintendo games up in the Roper Report, that means they're out. They don't need to be reread here. I will not accept those as your wrongs. New dates for you, though. A Total War Saga, Troy, Amazon's DLC is free to keep until October 8th. Katamari Damacy, Reroll is coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox on November 20th. Ragnorium is in Steam Early Access. Raji, an ancient epic, launches October 15th, 2020 on PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. MXGP 2020 for PS4, Xbox One, PS5, PC is available December 10th. And then Godfall has gone gold on PlayStation 5 and officially launches on November 12th. yikes. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm falling apart there at the end with the words. I just can't put them together sometimes. It's annoying, Felicia.
You're great at what you do, Greg.
Thank you. Now, Felicia Day, it's time to squad up. This is where we ask people, the best friends, to go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where, of course, they get the show ad-free and the post-show we do each and every weekday, and give us their name, username, and platform of choice and why they need help in a video game. We read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, we have a different kind of one. This is from Wit, who's been using the GG app, which we talked about last week on the show. He wants you to come find him there at Commodore... E-Fez. Commodore Fez. When it's got the inner cap, it's way easier for me to do. I am loving the GG app and want to follow some KFBFs to see what others are playing. Hope to continue building the Kinda Funny community on the app, and just want to reiterate that Hades is out and is game of the year. I cannot wait to play Hades. I cannot wait to play Supergiants Hades today. It is out. It is officially going. I can't wait. On Switch. Very exciting. And PC, but whatever about that.
I know Greg. The Greg, one of the creators of that thing. I've known him since I was 13. We met on a Prodigy forum for Ultimate Dragons. It was called the Ultimate Dragons. It was for the Ultimate Games. We were very good friends since we were that old. Greg Kasavin. Are you texting him to ask?
Yeah, I don't trust this. This seems like you're just trying. You're just trying to drop names here.
I'm not kidding. Text Greg and ask him. Does he know me? We haven't been friends since I was 13.
Now remember, a really nice guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he'd be.
Are you calling him?
To be really clear, he won't be able to hear you. So you can yell as much as you want, but you're just going to ruin the audio for everybody else.
Jesus Christ!
Your call has been automated
to the messaging
system. Hold on. Confirm it later, assy.
No, we'll text him. Don't worry.
Kevin, I had your baby. What? It was a Vita. I threw it away.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't do that to a Vita, baby. Hold on. Felicia Day says she knows you.
I can't even believe this.
True?
You think I lie?
False?
Can you put knows in like italics?
Wow. Are you going to cut this out? Or are you just going to be the
podcast? Oh, no, this is the show. This is please.
Just the long
silence? You
think
we do anything? All right, so I said, here's what I said. I said, Felicia Day says she knows you. Send. True, false? ?
Okay.
Is this another Hollywood type trying to infiltrate games?
You wrote all that? You wrote all that?
Well, I don't want him to be, he wouldn't understand why I was doing this. You know what I mean? Like, now he understands that we're trying to protect
Hollywood
games.
Infiltrating games? Like, what is he? First of all, I'm not even Hollywood. They don't even want me. Second of all, who does that? Who tries to infiltrate games?
You want to know who? I'll tell you. Yes. I'll give you the first person, Gary Whitta. And I know you're friends with him.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're friends with him. So don't act like.
No, you're right. He's totally Hollywood.
If you want to go be a friend on the GG app, hit up Commodore Fez, CommodoreFez on the GG app and play some games and see some stuff. Mm-hmm. Real quick, because I know you got to go. Let's see what we got wrong. We asked people watching it live to go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screwed up. Nanobiologist corrects me. He says PS5 pre-orders went live first for Australian retailers, then Walmart quickly followed an hour later. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Nanobiologist says Xbox has already set their pre-order time. It's scheduled for 8 a.m. Pacific on September 22nd in most North American retailers. Nanobiologist got this is a correction I corrected myself on, but I think you wrote it in before. But to reiterate for that Monster Hunter game, remember the Malamute is a species of dogs. They're Palamutes in the game. I'm just a moron. And yeah, that's it.
Greg, Malamute's not that far off, though. They're like giant huskies. The Alaskan
they
huskies.
They are. They're giant husky.
So, like, it didn't look that far off. So, good job.
Thank God for Kevin, who knows all about dog races.
I remember Zach the Malamute from Toy Fair, the magazine. So, I understood that, like, I was getting it wrong, but I just kept saying it. Greg Kasavin has texted back. He says, hey, yeah, I've known her for a long time, since our early internet days.
Yes, so, thank you. Jesus. Remember, Hades is out. Me out on that?
Hades is out on PC and Switch from Supergiant. Of course, people who did Transistor, Bastion, play it. I'm so excited. It's going to be the first game that rips me away from Avengers.
Okay. Well, Dungeons of Nalbeck should be. Oh, wait, you don't play on a PC.
Occasionally, I do. Would I like this game? Hold on. So here, we're wrapping up. Everybody, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Tomorrow, it'll be me and Blessing. Probably, I might have to get a replacement host for myself due to a thing that's happening. But Felicia, before you go, give them the pitch. Where can people keep up with you and sell them on this game? Sell me on this game. Okay, Why should Greg Miller play this?
It's really funny. The dialogue is super funny, and the graphics are great. And you don't have to be like, it's an, I love turn-based RPGs because you just don't have to be frantic about it.
Sure.
Which by I have been frantic on my channel a lot. So I will be streaming this game today, Thursday, from 1 to 3, and I stream about 4 or 5 times a week. Well, sometimes. So Sunday nights I play with the guild. We are going to do Among Us this weekend. Friday afternoons I'm going to be playing indie game. And then we do, I mean, basically I'm addicted to Fall Guys and I can't get a crown to save my life.
Sure.
So I play that a couple times a week. So come on over. It's twitch.tv/FeliciaDay and Dungeon of Nalbeck. Just try it. It's going to be funny. It's funny and
ladies and gentlemen, that's another episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily, but it doesn't end there. You can go see the post show where I'm going to read through Ignacio Rojas' report on the predictions Paris and I did yesterday. But
okay. Thank you for having me on.
It's been a pleasure to serve you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, we ran right up against it there. Thank you, Felicia.